We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Officials are closely monitoring the waters off the Rockaways after sharks were sighted off Beach 73rd Street just after dawn.
The two sharks were seen in the water at Beach 73rd Street. Nobody is swimming there, not because of the sharks, but because a film crew is shooting a scene for a TV show. But just one jetty over at Beach 72nd Street, there were two dozen people in the water. And Hattie said the shark sightings won't stop her from swimming.
Yeah, I know they got bit in Long Island. We're just hoping for the best, I guess.
And Jordan had already been in the water twice and said he'll go in again.
I like my legs and my arms, so I don't really want to get bit. But yeah, like, it's too hot to be like to shy away from the water just because of some shark.
There are red flags on the beach, which usually means swimming is prohibited, and no lifeguards are on duty. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at Beach 73rd Street in the Rockaways.
More help is on the way for New Yorkers who struggle with affordable housing. While visiting a community center in Yonkers today, Governor Hochul signed three pieces of legislation aimed at easing the financial burden. One earmarks money to help with home repairs.
We're going to be providing financial resources for low and moderate income senior citizen homeowners so they can afford to do this, help with housing emergencies, help them with the code violations they might be citing for.
Another measure raises the property tax exemptions to up to $50,000 for residents over 65 and disabled New Yorkers. The third extends property tax exemptions for first-time home buyers to 2028. The Straphangers campaign gave out its annual Pokey and Schleppy Awards today, recognizing the worst in MTA bus service.
There is some good news in the slowest and least reliable bus service in the city awards, except for one. They're all faster and more reliable, but the M102 wins the Pokey as the slowest bus in the city, and riders agree.
Train is generally faster if you can tolerate the heat.
It serves me. What can I say when I'm not in a rush?
All but one of the five buses, one in each borough, improved their speed since the award was last bestowed in 2019. That was the Q32. As for the schleppy or least reliable, that goes to the B12. But again, thanks to improvements from the MTA and city DOT, the Straphangers campaign says service has improved. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Cooper Square.
In a rare move, New York City Transit Chief Richard Davey was at the event to accept the award. He defended city buses and said service will improve as more dedicated bus lines are added around the five boroughs. Police are looking for the person who punched a 73-year-old man in the face last evening on a subway. The attack happened on board a southbound 2 train near the Park Place station. The victim is hospitalized in stable condition. It's unclear what may have led to the attack or if it was random. An investigation continues. The governor of Texas says he's going to keep sending migrants to New York City. Mayor Adams will speak to the White House about getting federal help to provide shelter and services.
Ahead of the telephone meeting, Mayor Adams sounded optimistic.
They have appeared to be extremely receptive to the needs, and they see what's happening in the city.
The mayor says his administration is figuring out how much money it needs for the thousands of asylum seekers who have arrived so far and those yet to come. And he is harshly critical of Texas Governor Greg Abbott for putting these people on a 45-hour bus trip without supplying their basic needs or providing coordination.
There's a humanitarian part of being an American, and I think that there's nothing more anti-American than what he's displaying right now.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, with the mayor in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park.
Governor Abbott says he's busing asylum seekers here to protect border communities from the Biden administration's immigration policies. In New Jersey, a hospital executive is under arrest on weapons charges weeks after more than a dozen guns and ammo were found in an unlocked closet at Hudson Regional Hospital in Secaucus. 46-year-old Reuven Alanaleyev, The hospital's director of marketing was taken into custody yesterday at Newark Airport. He's charged with possession of an assault rifle and two counts of possession of a high-capacity magazine. On July 18th, police responded to a bomb threat at the hospital and found the cache of weapons and ammo in an office. The hospital has not commented on how someone could bring such a large number of weapons into the facility or on Alana Leoff's arrest, other than to say he no longer works there. There is little hope of finding a missing swimmer alive after he disappeared in the waters off Far Rockaway early this morning. Officials say the rescue attempt is now a recovery mission. A 25-year-old man was from Nicaragua. Police say he went into the ocean at Beach 13th Street around 2 a.m. His uncle told NBC4 that his nephew had been hanging out with his girlfriend on the shore and wanted to get wet, so he jumped in the ocean but never resurfaced. The currents around the area where the man vanished are extremely strong and may have pulled him far away from shore. The search is on for the men who tried to rob an Upper West Side convenience store and ended up shooting a customer.
This 29-year-old Good Samaritan shot in his foot, so he's trying to stop this robbery at 4:20 in the morning inside the store, the Lincoln Convenience Smoke Shop. Four suspects got away. This is the very same store that was robbed at gunpoint 6:30 Friday morning, so just days ago. Resident Eric Zivitz came by Friday and saw that, back here shaking his head.
I can't blame the mayor. He just got here, but it's scary. I mean, I'm not leaving the city, but there are plenty of people, that, especially with kids, that are frustrated leaving the city. I don't know what the answer is.
Police reviewing multiple surveillance cameras from inside the store, hoping to make a quick arrest. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 71st and Broadway.
The NYPD is asking for the public's help in tracking down the man who attacked an Asian man in what may have been a hate crime. The 30-year-old victim was walking near Stanton and Ludlow streets on the Lower East Side shortly before 2 a.m. on Thursday, July 21st, when he was approached by the suspect. Police say the victim was repeatedly punched in the face and head while the suspect made anti-Asian remarks. That man ran off, leaving the victim with a chipped tooth and a broken nose. The NYPD's Hate Crime Task Force is investigating. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. New York City is back with a new take on its plans for composting organic waste.
Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tisch put it most succinctly.
Let's close down the rat buffet by getting food out of the black bags.
Instead, folks will put food waste into covered bins supplied by the city for free. And the waste will be picked up once a week starting October 3rd, along with garden refuse. Mayor Adams says this one will succeed after other programs failed.
There's no sign-up required. This is a no-frill way of just getting it done.
The city chose Queens because it supplies a quarter of New York's organic waste, and the program may be expanded to other boroughs. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, with the mayor in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.